time.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The March in March organization says it's open to discussions with the Refugee Organizations Forum. The refugee group yesterday lost a court bid it had brought on behalf of documented asylum seekers and refugees. The case centered around the blocking of foreign nationals at public health facilities. The organization's forum wanted to force the ministers of health and police, as well as the KZN Health MEC, to intervene. But the Durban High Court struck the matter off the roll. Protest groups, including Operation Dudula and March in March, have been stationed at entrances of clinics and hospitals in KZN and Gauteng, demanding that people produce IDs before being let through. March in March founder Jacinta Ngobeyesenzuma says they would welcome discussions with the refugee group.
Because at the end of the day, we are a community of unhappy people in South Africa. We don't understand what their complaint is, because I don't remember legitimate refugees being refused entry. Only people who have had issues with their documents that have had that problem while claiming to be refugees. We still believe that South Africans deserve proper healthcare, and that healthcare needs to be provided.
Western Cape police have made a second arrest following a smash-and-grab attack that left three MPs injured in Cape Town. Another teenager has been taken into custody.
Western Cape serious violent crime detectives have arrested a 16-year-old in the early hours of Wednesday morning. This brings to two the number of suspects arrested for the crime incident. The first one is under police guard in hospital after he was arrested on Tuesday evening.
Western Cape sub-spokesperson Novella Potalwa says they're facing charges of attempted murder and attempted hijacking. Police committee chair Ian Cameron and two DA MPs were returning from an inspection at a SAPS training academy in Philippi yesterday when their car windows were smashed with bricks. Cameron received stitches after suffering dental injuries in the assault. His colleagues, Nicholas Gotzel, also needed treatment, while Lisa Schickeling suffered a minor head injury. And the death toll from a crash in western Afghanistan has climbed to 76. A bus carrying Afghan migrants collided with a motorcycle and a truck carrying fuel, sparking a fire. Officials say more than a dozen children were among the victims. A recap of our lead story. The March in March organization says it's open to discussions with the Refugee Organizations Forum. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.